What three things can you do right now, today, to increase the number of relationships in your business? I'm going to share that with you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo, and today we're talking about the three daily habits that can increase the amount of relationships in your business. So if you're a professional and you're listening to this, you're a lawyer, you're a CPA, you're an engineer, a financial advisor, a consultant, a professional speaker, a business coach, a life coach, somebody who wants to grow your business using relationship-based sales and marketing, there are three habits you can do every day, every single day, that will not only help you deepen relationships with people who could be clients for you, they will help you deepen relationships with people who can and will be evangelists, people who will refer you business. So what are these three habits? Well, they're very, very simple. The first habit is sending an email to someone who knows you, likes you, and trusts you, but with whom you have not spoken or had contact in at least 3 months. So sit down at your computer or get on your phone right now, reach out and email this person. And here's what you're going to do. In the subject line will say, let's talk or let's catch up. And then the email will read like this. Dear, put their name in there. I was thinking about you today and the time that we, and you reference something that you did together where you had a good feeling. Then you're going to say, I really miss connecting with you and I'd love to hear how you're doing. Let's catch up. I'd love to spend 15 minutes on the phone hearing how your business is going and seeing what's new in your life. Let me know when you have time for us to have a brief call to catch up. Looking forward to speaking with you soon. Warm regards, and then your name. Now, you'll notice in there I put the phrase catch up twice. The thing about this email is you could send it to a client. You could send it to an evangelist, somebody who refers your business. You could send it to a friend. You could send it to someone who's just an acquaintance who you just met. What you're doing is at the outset of the email, you're highlighting something that you did together where you had a positive emotional experience. And the reason you're doing that is because you want them to have those feelings all over again and associate them with you. The second thing is this: the phrase catch up appears in there twice. Why do I have you repeat that in a very short email? Because it's non-threatening. And they will realize that you're not trying to sell them something in this call. And that's so important. You cannot connect with these people in an email and say, hey, I'd love to talk to you about my new product or service. I'd love to talk to you about what I'm doing. People are not going to respond to you for selfish purposes, reaching out to them. They're going to respond because they want to feel good. They think you have their interests at heart. They think you want to talk about them. And you have to talk about them. You have to have their interests at heart. So this email, which you should send every day to a different person, is all about them. Now, take that same language from an email, and this is the second daily habit, and write it in a note card. The note card could be the same person, could go to the same person, or it could go to a different person altogether. Write a handwritten note card, just one, every day. And in that handwritten note card, say, dear, and the name, I was thinking about you and the time we, or I was thinking about you and a common experience you had where there was good feelings, good emotions. I'd love to see how you're doing. Let's have a 15-minute call to catch up. Please reach out to me and let me know when you have time for a quick call just to reconnect and catch up. I'd love to speak with you. Warm regards, and then your name in a handwritten note card, and then you handwrite their name and address on the envelope, you handwrite your return address, and you take a regular stamp, a plain old postage stamp, and you put it on the front of the envelope. Don't run it through the postage meter, just a regular postage stamp. You send that handwritten note card out to clients, send it out to evangelists, and you watch how they reach out to you to connect with you. You will be amazed at how many people reach out to you and connect with you. Now, the third habit is to actually make the phone call. So you've sent out the email and you've sent out the card. The third habit, probably 3 weeks later, right? Because it takes a week for the card to get there. You're going to send out the email. The third habit is to make the phone call. Now, in 50% of the cases, people will call you as a result of the email, as a result of the handwritten note card. They'll call you to catch up. And that's good. You want them to do that. When they call you, here's how the phone call goes. Now, if they don't call you, you still make this phone call on your own. So you're doing this every day. You're sending a card, you're sending an email, you're making a phone call. Here's how the phone call goes. Hey, it's great to speak with you. What's new? What's happening in your life? What's happening in your business? If you know what their kids' names are, ask about their kids. If you know what pets they have, ask about their pets. If you know specifically about something that they were working on, an initiative in their business, ask about the specific initiative in their business. This entire phone call is focused on the other person. You're asking about them, you're complimenting them, you're talking to them about themselves, their life, and their business. You're going to close the call by saying, hey, I'd love to connect you with someone who could do business with you. I'd love to connect you with someone who could help you. Who is the best person for me to introduce you to? If I could introduce you to anybody, who is the best person for me to introduce you to? And when they tell you, you have to actually try to make an introduction for them. But the entire phone call is focused on them. The entire approach is focused on them. And why you're doing this is to build goodwill, to build a relationship with this person. And after you do that and you make the connection for them to someone else who could potentially do business with them or help their business grow, after you do that, then you can ask them to do business with you. You can ask them for something you want or you need. Now, I want to stress this to you. I want to make sure I stress this to you. These three habits must be done every day. Every day you're going to send an email. Every day you're going to write out a handwritten note card and put it in the mail. And every day you're going to make one of these phone calls and connect with the person. If you make the phone call and leave a voicemail, it doesn't count. So you may make 5 phone calls or 10 phone calls and leave voicemails. And the voicemail can say the same thing. Hey, I'm calling just to catch up to see how you're doing. Give me a call back when you have time. Right? That's the voicemail. Simple, easy, done. You may leave 5 voicemail messages in order to make one connection with someone who's going to have a conversation with you. The point is, you're doing these things every day. If you only do them 5 days a week when you're at work, you'll send out 5 emails. You'll send out 5 note cards. You'll have 5 conversations. Over the course of a month, you'll have 20 emails that go out, 20 note cards, 20 conversations. Over the course of a year, that's 200 or more emails, note cards, conversations. You will get 20 to 40 referrals or 20 to 40 people doing business with you. People will, it's amazing how this works. It's compounding, it multiplies, it grows on its own. Make these three things a habit. Every day, an email, a note card, a phone call. Email, note card, phone call. Email, note card, phone call. Do them the first 3 things in the morning and you'll be amazed at the results. You know, folks, good relationship development practices are not overly complicated. In fact, they're very, very simple. This one habit will make a huge difference in your business, in your life. Think about it. If you're a lawyer and you do this, you're going to get 20 to 40 referrals in the next year. Imagine the number of cases that could result from that. This is the Inside BS Show, and I just took you inside the business strategy that has worked for me for my entire career, that has worked for my clients for years and years and years. Do these 3 things today, tomorrow, and every day. Until next time, I'm Dave Lorenzo. Here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.